And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And this news update is brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. In Bay City, a late-night robbery is now the focus of an intensified police search, and newly released images may hold the key. Authorities say the incident unfolded just before 8:30 p.m. at the Ideal Party Store on North Johnson Street, where a man reportedly walked in, pulled out a handgun, and demanded cash. Within moments, he had disappeared into the night, heading west on 5th Street with an undisclosed amount of money. Now investigators are turning to the public for help. Surveillance photos and video released Tuesday show a man believed to be in his mid-20s, about 5 foot 10 inches with a slim build. He was dressed in black pants marked with a red and white logo resembling the Chicago Bulls emblem, a detail police hope someone will recognize. But it's not just what he wore, it's also how he moved. Officers say the suspect has a distinctive gait, clearly visible in the footage, which could be crucial in identifying him. Thankfully, no shots were fired and no one inside the store was hurt. Still, police warned the suspect should be considered armed and dangerous. If you recognize the individual or have any information, you're urged to contact Bay City Public Safety or call Crime Stoppers anonymously at 1-800-422-JAIL. For now, though, the search continues and investigators are counting on a watchful public to help bring this case to a close. And Michigan State Police are sounding the alarm over a bold and unsettling scam making its way across the state. Investigators say someone posing as a state trooper, using the name Trooper Callahan, has been targeting employers connected to individuals listed on Michigan's offender registry. The caller claims their outstanding warrants or unpaid fees that then pressures victims to hand over personal information or even money. Authorities stress that this is a complete fraud. Real law enforcement officers will never call demanding payment or sensitive details over the phone. If you get a call like this, hang up immediately and report it. State police are urging businesses and residents alike to stay alert because this scammer is banking on fear and urgency to get what they want. And we will be right back with some more local news after this message from our sponsor, Flannery Auto Mall.
For over 85 years, families across the Thumb have trusted Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe. Because around here, your name and your reputation still matter. Four generations later, we're still doing business the same way. Honest, local, and customer first. Looking for your next ride? Check out our huge Car Bravo inventory. Every Car Bravo vehicle is fully inspected, and many include a 12-month or 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper limited warranty. Plus, great low-interest financing. We're paying top dollar for trade-ins, too. Bring your vehicle in and find out why people all over the Thumb say, you gotta go to Flannery. In service, from oil changes and tires to full diagnostics, our GM factory-trained techs keep your vehicle running like new. In the body shop, from dents to full collision repair, we deliver quality work that lasts, and we replace windshields, too. Sales, service, tires, and bodywork. Everything you need, all under one roof. Come see why your neighbors have trusted Flannery Auto Mall for over 85 years. Just 1 mile east of downtown Bad Axe, Flannery Auto Mall, a name built on trust right here in the Thumb.
On your next trip to Bad Axe, make sure to stop downtown and visit Buckley Shoes, Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Flannery Auto Mall.
And we are back with some more local news for you. It is official that a key piece of educational history in Tuscola County will be ending. The Caro Community School District's Board of Education is following through with the plan to shut down operations at the Shaw Elementary School. When the 2025-2026 school year comes to an end, so does that school at 325 East Frank Street, which has been the center of education for 102 years. The teachers there will transition to working at the district's main school complex on Hooper Street, and the board started talking about consolidating operations in November of 2025. Shaw students who are in the 3rd to 6th grade will be housed at the middle school, and 7th and 8th grade students will be relocated to the high school. Some adjustment and revamping will have to be done to facilities to accommodate changes, but officials are confident that the tight timeline can still be met. The district has the funds to make changes by using bond funds from the bond issue that passed in 2025. And until about 1964, Shaw School was the central location for students throughout the county for their 8th grade graduation ceremony. The last 8th grade graduating class had 11 students. And we will be right back after this promotion.
Winter has had us cooped up long enough. If you're feeling a little cabin fever, Thumb Broadcasting has just the cure. We're giving away five $100 gift certificates in our $500 shopping spree giveaway. And it's the perfect reason to finally get out and about. Now through April 9th, visit local participating businesses and register for your chance to win. Take a drive, walk through the doors of your favorite local spots, and see what's new this season. Whether you're ready to refresh your wardrobe, update your home, grab a great meal, or simply enjoy a change of scenery, this is your opportunity to shop local and maybe even win. No purchase is necessary to enter, and you must be 18 years or older to register. We'll draw five winners on April 10th. To hear a full list of participating businesses, keep listening to WLEW 102.1 FM The Cruise and 94.1 FM and 1340 AM The Thumb's Hottest Country. Or visit thumbnet.net. So shake off the cabin fever, support the businesses that support our community, and enter today to win Thumb Broadcasting's Spring Shopping Spree Giveaway.
Register to win Thumb Broadcasting's Spring Shopping Spree at the following businesses: Hard Joe's Ben Franklin and Amy's, both of Pigeon, Caseville Family Market and Duffy's Blue Water Inn, both of Caseville, and Seabween Ace Hardware of Seabween.
And we are back. That was your news for this hour, but you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, and obituaries. I'm Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.